Hello and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, a multi-award winning blogger, vlogger, author, and professional speaker. And here on Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, I bring you weekly blogging tips and trends that will help to turn your passion into a profit. And you know what? It's going to help to broaden your brand and expand your exposure online. As an adjunct instructor of blogging and social media, as well as the CEO of A. Blake Enterprises Social Media Marketing and Consulting, I invite you to head over to the website ablakeenterprises.com to learn more about my services and offerings. I also invite you to head over and subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com, where you can order a copy of the basic blogging tips for beginners, or you can just send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com for more information. Please find and follow me on all my social media platforms using the hashtag DelawareBlogger. Again, welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Today is episode number 27. That's right, repurposing blog content. Now, how many times have you heard this about content marketing? Write less, promote more. Yeah, you are probably churning out blog post after blog post, thinking that will help your website pages rank higher in the search results. Actually, it will. But it doesn't hurt if you're repurposing some of that content, repurposing content in different mediums. You know what? That may actually help to increase your ranking and get you out in front of a whole new target market audience. Have you ever felt like, you know, if you're repurposing content, that it was a little bit like cheating? Well, it's not. And as a new blogger, we may think that everything that we post needs to be 100% original. We worry that people are reading and saying, hey, I read this before. She's writing the same thing over and over again, thinking that they are actually scanning our posts line by line. But the truth of the matter is, no one's paying that much attention to what you write in those blog posts. But even if they are, let's just say that they are paying that close attention, there's nothing wrong with repurposing your content. Think about it. When you go to a concert, you know, outdoor concert, when we can do that again, or you're listening to an album, or you're listening to your favorite band, and they're playing a song, do you always go, oh my gosh, I hope they don't play that same old song again? No, of course not. You know, speakers, they recycle their speeches. Writers, they recycle their ideas when they write. So trust me, you should repurpose your content. Have you ever looked at a couple of magazine articles and seen the same picture used over and over again? That's repurposing content. It's the same thing with blog content. You may be delivering some high quality content and your audience may enjoy getting it over and over again, and repurposing content can actually help to make you stand out and become that subject matter expert. So if we're sharing something important, sometimes it takes a little bit of time for it to sink in. So when you're repurposing the content, you're allowing your audience to read it multiple different times in multiple different mediums, and they can absorb it better, perhaps in a podcast. Yeah, you know that saying, seven times hearing something before someone's about to take action. Well, that may be the case with repurposing content. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that right after the break. So I want you to go grab yourself something to sip or snack, because we'll be right back talking more about ways to repurpose your blog content. And while you're taking that break, make sure you head over to delblogger.com to subscribe. And you can also order a copy of the basic blogging tips for beginners. So we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Coach Harvey, and I'm excited about my new podcast. It's going to air every Tuesday at 4 p.m. The title of it is called The Healthy Side of Business. In this podcast, you're going to always learn about strong disciplines to build self-care habits. You're going to learn strong disciplines to maintain strong physical habits, and then you're going to learn how to transfer those new habits into a healthy business habit. So don't miss out. Be sure to join it every Tuesday at 4 p.m., The Healthy Side of Business. Don't miss it. See you Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Stay safe and be well.
Hello, this is Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger and host of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I come to you with blogging tips and branding trends that will turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspectives? Because people who find value in your words will share them with their family, friends, and followers. A blog is your home base. It's the foundation of your online brand. So every Wednesday at 1 p.m., make sure that you tune in to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit with your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Welcome back to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And here every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I bring you blogging tips and trends that will help to turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, core messages, and unique perspective? A blog positions you as an expert. It's your home base, the foundation of your online brand. A blog is where you begin to build influence, persuading your prospects to take action because it's where they begin to know, like, and trust you. A blog is where you become recognized as a thought leader, and you can turn your passion of blogging into a profit. And you know I can assist with that mission. So head over to ablakeenterprises.com to learn more about my services and offerings so that you can begin to build your personal or professional brand with a blog today. And we're talking about today how to repurpose blog content. That's right, repurposing blog content. Now, the first question you may be asking yourself is, when is it a good time to repurpose content? And I'm going to tell you the answer is always good. It's always a good idea when you have content that can be used in different mediums. So say, for example, you send out monthly newsletters. You can include some of those blog posts in your monthly newsletters. And you know what? Each and every post can actually be a chapter or a series. So you can repurpose your blog content into an ebook. That's right. Instead of writing an ebook from scratch, you can repurpose the content from some of your best or most popular blog posts. Now, that is a great and most popular strategy because you know what? A lot of the ebooks that we read, it's just repurposed blog content. You know, the point is there are so many different places that you can republish content, and taking content from one place and repurposing in another keeps your content flowing. It keeps it alive. It's always a good idea to repurpose your content, especially in different mediums. So we're going to talk about that now, how to repurpose some of that blog content. Now, we know we should do it. I already said that. We should always repurpose content. But how? You can turn blog posts into an ebook. If you have a series of posts that are the same topic, You can turn that into an awesome ebook, breaking it down, making it shareable, making it easy to digest. People love bits and pieces of books. They don't like to read the whole, you know, novel, but they will digest small ebooks. Another place, of course, is to share on social media. Now, last week, I talked about content and social media. And I said, there's more than 60 social media channels. And there is no reason why, and I'm not telling you use all 60, but there's no reason why that you cannot create unique content for social media platforms that you use. You can repurpose blog content across all your social media platforms. Now, you're going to have to make a few tweaks. For example, on the gram, Instagram, the images have to be nice, right, and tight. And you'll have to put those clickable links to the blog post in your bio, as you cannot include them in the comment section or even in the description because they will not be clickable. On Twitter, you're going to have to use less than 280 characters. And I say always leave at least 10 to 15 blank characters for people to retweet or to share or comment on that tweet. So share your blog posts on social media. Just like an ebook, you can turn content into a course. If you've got a lot of great content on a particular subject, a topic, or a niche, whether it's in the form of a blog post, your email, your newsletters, or your ebooks, this is a great way to turn that content, repurpose and repackage the content, and turn it into a course. And guess what? That's also a great way to monetize your content. You know, we're turning this blog in from a passion into a profit, from a hobby into a jobby. So turn that content into a course. Every blogger wants, you know, Google juice. We love Google juice. And the best way in which to get that is updating and republishing old content. That's right. Old content. Google actually wants to see that we're not forgetting about that old content when it's out there. We don't want to just leave it to waste. So freshen it up. Add new images, change out some of the words, include some backlinks. We talked about backlinks. Include some backlinks to previous posts. You want to increase your SEO, your search engine optimization. Another great way in which to repurpose your blog content, you know what I'm going to say next, right? Podcasts. That's right. You want to publish it to a podcast episode or even to a YouTube video. Because you know, I love blogging, but I love, love, love podcasting. And the content that you create as a blog post can be repurposed into audio, podcast episodes, and or videos on YouTube. Just taking the written content from your blog post, turning it into show notes, turning those show notes into a podcast or a video script is just another great way in which to deliver and repurpose content to our audience. And you know what? They will love it. I love repurposing content, but not everything should be repurposed. So keep your audience, your readers in mind when deciding to repurpose content, because you always want to get the best ROI, the best return on your investment, the best results from repurposing your content. And knowing, you know, only you know best what content has gotten the highest likes or shares or the most comments. You're going to use the most popular posts to repurpose. But again, it's trial and error. Repurposing content can be a great way to give new life to old content. It can stretch out its life cycle. It saves us some time from having to come up with new topics like each and every day. And now, you know, you need to do it because it is the time. So now that I've given you these few tips on how to or ways in which to repurpose your blog content, I need you to go out there and take a look at some of your posts and decide which ones you want to repurpose today. So if you want to learn more about starting a blog, I'm asking you to send an email to me, info@ablakeenterprises.com, and you can schedule a 30-minute complimentary discovery call so that we can decide what is the best way in which for you to get your blog started. Again, thank you guys so very much for checking out today's episode, Repurposing Blog Content. Make sure you visit and subscribe to my blog, adelblogger.com, and my website is ablakeenterprises.com. You can find and follow me on all my social media platforms by using the hashtag DelawareBlogger or my Linktree ID, DelBlogger. You can see my face on YouTube at Antoinette Blake. And I ask that you share and subscribe to this podcast because we're heard on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and so many others to come. And again, I am your host, Antoinette Blake, the GE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. So tell a friend to listen in. Until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the GE Diva. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.